This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for joining us. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Joy Powers. When you think of the fashion centers of the world, cities like New York, Paris, and Milan often come to mind. And while it's true that the most influential design houses are in those cities, fashion designers themselves come from all over. Like, for example, Milwaukee. That was the case for Donna Rico, who got her start in the fashion department at Mount Mary University. She went on to found a dress company that earned fans like First Lady Michelle Obama.
More recently, though, Rico sold the company and spent time figuring out what would come next. It turns out that her next act takes a page from her first act. Rico will return in part to Mount Mary, where she'll become an executive fellow in the fashion department, regularly spending time with students at her alma mater. She was back in town last week, and we met up with her on the Mount Mary campus on Milwaukee's west side. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes to talk.
Oh, I'm so happy to do it. I'm so excited with this new position, and I think that I'm just anxious to share what I hope to be doing here with for the school and the students at Mount Mary.
So let me ask you, why is this the time to reestablish your ties with Mount Mary and Milwaukee? Not that you have ever, you know, completely distanced yourself, but you say it's been a while since you've really spent any time here. Why was this the time to reconnect the way you're doing?
Well, things changed for me about 4 years ago. I stopped working in the industry in New York. I'm very proud of the brand I built, and I left it in good standing, and I wish them well in continuing to develop clothing for that label. But when I stopped working, I realized that I still loved to follow fashion, and I read about fashion every day. I love the creativity, the business, and I've been storing all of these ideas and articles and things in my drive, and I was contacted by Mount Mary about 6 months ago, and they were looking to fill a chair position here at the school. And they were asking for my thoughts and maybe for me to share my network in order for them to draw some candidates. And as we talked, I realized, and after looking at the job description, I realized that this is something that maybe I could help them with. And I wasn't looking to do something, to make a move. I still live in New York, and but I felt, well, there's, with technology these days, there's things I can do from here to help them, and certainly I'd love to be in the classroom and help critique and such. So they were very patient, and we had a couple of meetings, and we came up with this position that I think really speaks to what I hope to be doing for the school.
Can you think about the time when you were a student? I mean, can you talk about what drew you as someone who grew up in this area to fashion in the first place?
Well, I was always creative as a kid, and as a student, I focused on art classes. I loved art. I loved drawing. I loved ceramics in high school. When it was time to think about college, I started in the art program at UWM. And loved it. I loved doing them, learning about graphics and painting and drawing, life drawing, and really, really loved all of it. At the same time, I was sewing. And I would, sew from patterns, and I would get very creative with the fabrics to the patterns, and I would change things. And I realized that, maybe I could combine my two loves. So fashion design was the concept. And I discovered that Mount Mary had a fashion design program. I had an interview. They looked at my portfolio and they accepted me. So after about 2 years at UWM, I switched over to Mount Mary and studied in their fashion program.
Well, and how did the program here at Mount Mary shape what you maybe wanted from life and from that world?
Well, I didn't realize what I wanted at that point. As a local girl, I thought, well, maybe I'll have a dress shop and I'll make clothes for people here in Milwaukee. I didn't have any plans to leave. And what happened when I started with here at Mount Mary is I was introduced to so many concepts and so many possibilities in the world of fashion. The great thing that Mount Mary did back then, which inspired me to move to New York ultimately, was to introduce me to so many professionals from the industry, from New York mostly, and also local at the time. There was more manufacturing here in Milwaukee at that point. And the people that came in were I was like a sponge. I was so inspired, you know, to hear them tell their stories. And I started to realize that, gee, this kind of makes sense, that maybe I could take this further than staying here.
It takes a certain amount of a leap of faith, if you will, to be able to go from being a 20-something getting out of college and saying, okay, well, I'm going to go to New York and we'll just see what happens.
Well, yes, it does. And I credit my family for supporting me in that effort. Certainly, before I moved to New York, I lived at home. I commuted to school every day. But when I realized the potential that I had entered a national design competition when I was here as a student. And the first year I placed 14th out of about 1,500 entrants across the country. And the second year I placed second. And so after I won that award, I went to New York to collect the award at the event that they held. And it was judged by people like Calvin Klein and Bernadine Morris, who was the fashion reporter for the Times, and all kinds of fashion people. It was sponsored by the ILGWU, if you remember that, International Ladies Garment Workers.
Yeah.
And anyway, I realized that I had something that maybe should go further than staying here in Milwaukee. And I just had this drive within me to do something more. And even back then, I was reading about the designers. I would read Women's Wear Daily every day, and I would target certain designers and look at what the products they did. And I scheduled interviews with them when I went to New York for this event. And they looked at my portfolio, and they were positive. Of course, being from Milwaukee was a bit of a challenge. I didn't have that New York experience that students at FIT or Parsons might have. But I did have the talent that they recognized. And so it was enough for me to come back to Milwaukee and make a plan to, you know, take this adventure and make the move and see what happens. And I had a different plan when I moved. I thought I would work for another company. And you know, learn the business, as they say. But I ended up starting to wear some of the clothes that I was making. I had a cousin who had a art gallery in New York, and he would invite me to openings, and I would wear my own things. And some of his clients would come up to me and ask, well, what are you wearing? That's so new and different, and it really is unique. Can you make me one of those? And really, that's how it started.
Wow.
I think with that confidence the fact that I had the ability to put my thoughts in order, and also it was a lot of hard work.
Right, that's the underrated part of this. There's a lot of thought that genius just is, but genius
right.
also requires a ton of work too.
And I think anyone who's thinking about being an entrepreneur in any business has to realize that it's more than just an idea. You can have a great idea, but if you don't have the ability to put the time and the effort and the resilience to make it through the times of failure, you know, certainly I experienced that, and I did still up, you know, every day. But you have to get through it, and you have to respect it. And I tried to learn from it and apply it to my, you know, things that happened after. And I think having that positive attitude helps in many ways in life.
Well, but at the same time, there seems to be within that hard work a whole lot of creativity that has to go into, you know, how do I put that work into practice? I'm not sure that most people would say, well, I'm going to wear the stuff that I have designed to gallery openings and put that in their business plan.
Well, that sort of just happened. I mean, that's what I had in my closet. And so, you know, I guess, yes, it was sort of serendipitous that I was able to promote my talent by wearing it. It wasn't like I was an artist and had to show my portfolio. And meanwhile, remember, back when I started, there was no internet, there were no computers, there was no social media. So it was really, you know, you had to go out and you had to do stuff, you had to be seen, and you had to present yourself in a way that you could connect with people. And I think that's really another reason that I had success early on, is that I listen. I love to talk to people. I feel like, you know, you can learn so much by walking up to someone and having a conversation. So I think all of that helped me have the the ability to just, you know, start out with nothing, work very hard, and, you know, make small steps, but the enough right steps, more right than wrong. I made the mistakes when, you know, I was little, and again, learned from them. I developed great relationships as I went along, starting with small specialty stores who would, you know, order 5 or 6 pieces, which I would sew myself in the beginning. You know, as the business grew, I was able to hire sewers, and finally found a factory that would do cutting and sewing as the orders got bigger. That's really how it all started.
You mentioned when you first went to New York, it was difficult for someone from Milwaukee who went to school here, who didn't have those New York fashion connections. Do you think, is that still the case for people who come from elsewhere to New York?
Oh, not so much. I think that, you know, with technology and there's so many more opportunities to see and to share for students and to become more aware of their opportunities in other parts of the world. Certainly moving to New York is not an easy task, okay? You have to have a plan. You have to, again, be willing to work hard and make your way. But I think these days that really anyone, providing they have the spirit and the talent and the idea, I mean, I think it's all about having that idea that you believe in, and that's different than what the next person is doing. In fashion is very competitive. In education and in the business, in the creativity, and that's what I thrived on. That I, you know, whoever, there were always many dresses in the market. Why did they buy a Donna Rico dress? It's because it fit them, it flattered them, it was comfortable, and people would look at the woman wearing the dress and not just say, oh, that's a great dress, but they'd say, you look great in that dress. And what woman doesn't want to hear that?
I have an interview in a few days with a woman who, she's the author of what's subtitled A Midlife Coming of Age Story, a woman named Pamela Druckerman. She lives in Paris. She's American. She and her English husband raised their kids in Paris. But there's a chapter on understanding what she wants from her wardrobe in her late 40s.
Okay.
And the line that really stuck with me, she writes, anxiety is at the core of Americans' relationship with fashion. That we, as Americans, put a lot of pressure on ourselves in terms of what we want out of the perfect garments. Do you subscribe to that notion, and is that just the way it is, or as a designer, is that something that you work to change?
Well, personally, I have that feeling. I'm always very serious about what I'm going to wear every day. I can be going out into the garden. Well, now should I wear these shorts or this chambray shirt, and how should I protect myself from the poison ivy? But you know, I think about that all the time, and I think I have a comfortable relationship with my closet and my clothing. And, you know, I've been in the business a long time, and it was my business to make clothing that flattered the woman and hopefully gave her the confidence to wear a dress. You know, dresses is a whole nother psychological concept in clothing for women. I love talking to women in stores. When I was working and I would have trunk shows in the department stores, and I'd meet the customers, and I learned so much just from talking to them and seeing what their, you know, their issues were. A lot of it is psychological. It's not having the confidence to put on a dress, or if it doesn't fit, I can see why they would be a little nervous. But once, you know, my goal as a designer was to make something that would fit her and make her feel good. And once, you know, they start getting that feedback, wearing these clothes, I think that's a big confidence builder.
Do you ever have occasion to sew anymore?
You know what? I do. I missed sewing. All my years of working, I was creating and I was, you know, handling fabrics, but I was directing others to make the products. I ran a sample room where, you know, but I never really had to sit down at the machine myself. And once I stopped doing that every day, I had the time and really the desire to get back at it. So About 2 years ago, I bought myself a new little sewing machine, and I am sewing again for myself. It's a challenge in that I miss having the ability to buy all kinds of fabrics and feel them that I used to have when I was working in the industry. Now I buy most things retail, obviously. And again, you can shop online for fabric and have many more options that way. But I love it. I love the idea of working with my hands and thinking about, again, what do I want to wear? And I think that I've always kind of been my own customer. And I think that's what also made me successful, is to look in my own closet and say, well, okay, this was fine, 5 years ago, but now my figure has changed maybe, and I want to cover my arms rather than have sleeveless all the time. And those are the kinds of challenges, I think, as women mature, that makes it harder for them, certainly, to find clothing. But when you're sewing for yourself, you can just make it.
Is there a certain kind of muscle memory that had to come back to be able to do it again?
You know, it all came back pretty quickly. I mean, there were things, handling the tissue paper patterns, and it was great because it reminded me of when I was, when I was starting out. And to go back to those experiences and to have to, rip the seam because the sewing isn't right, or to change the fit of something, I do my own fittings, and it's like, oh, now I have to rip it. But,
I think that there are probably a lot of people, a lot of sewers who will listen to this and be greatly relieved to hear you say that you still have to rip the seam and start over.
No, I do. And it's, we all make mistakes, I guess. Nobody's perfect.
Well, Donna Rico, I have about 25,000 other questions I could ask you, but at this point, I'll just say thank you so much, and let's talk again soon.
Okay, thank you. It was a real pleasure.
Fashion designer Donna Rico is a Milwaukee native, Mount Mary University graduate, and founder of the dress company that's named for her. She was named this month as an executive fellow in the fashion department in Mount Mary School of Arts and Design. You can read more about her and her new role at WUWM.com.